And now on Thornbury Radio,
Journeyman Theatre Productions presents Bite Size Theatre with a short play from Tony DeMail's It's All Greek collection, published by Lazy Bee Scripts. All five plays in the collection reimagine some of the ancient Greek myths and legends, and in Easy Wings, Icarus finds himself stopped by a traffic cop.
Stop! Stop! Down here! Come on, down here!
Something wrong, officer?
Do you know why I've stopped you, sir?
Oh no. I wasn't speeding, was I?
No, you were within the speed limit.
Well, that's a relief. I've only just passed my test. This is my first pair of wings, and I'm not quite used to them yet. When I was learning, the instructor had me on older ones, not quite so quick.
I see. Name?
Icarus.
Full name, please.
That is my full name. A bit embarrassing, I know, but my parents are convinced I'll become a legend and thought one name would do.
Icarus. Do you have your licence with you?
Sorry. Wearing a toga. I'm a bit short on pockets. I'm sure you'd understand.
But you do have a licence.
Oh, yes. And insurance. Third-party fire and theft. And my wings were serviced as part of the agreement we struck with the dealer.
We?
Dad and me.
I see.
So, what exactly is it that I've done wrong?
Flying too close to the sun.
What? I was nowhere near the sun.
See this?
What is it?
It's the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art device for measuring how close people are flying to the sun. You flew too close. It's all recorded.
Where? Where is it recorded?
In whatever the device shows. I record it, and I've got you down as too close.
Am I going to get a ticket?
Yes. And you'll probably lose your licence.
Oh, no. I can't lose my licence. I only just got it.
Perhaps you should have thought of that before you flew too close to the sun.
Please, officer. Please don't give me a ticket. I didn't do it deliberately. It was an honest mistake. If my dad finds out I've been done for this, he'll go mad.
I'm sure he'll be understanding.
Do you know who my dad is?
Don't you start trying to intimidate me out of my duty.
I'm not. Honestly, my dad is Daedalus.
Hmm?
He built the labyrinth.
The what?
He built a labyrinth for King Minos of Crete to hold the Minotaur.
The what?
A monster, half man, half bull.
Sounds a bit far-fetched.
Have you really not heard of Daedalus, the master craftsman?
Nope.
Star of mythology?
Never heard of him.
He's a legend. Homer wrote a whole thing about him.
Nope.
He's got a bit of a reputation for karaoke nights at Taverna Minos.
Oh, that Daedalus. Now you mention it, I think I did see something in the Crete Gazette. Something about the labyrinth having been built so cunningly, he could barely escape it himself after he built it.
Well, he was a bit late home from work one day.
Anyway, what's this got to do with whether I give you a ticket or not?
Well, my dad's a bit of a one for the rules. He was well put out when that Minotaur started acting all antisocial, so he went out of his way to deal with it.
And?
Well, can you imagine what a dad who can come up with a labyrinth could come up by way of disciplining his offspring?
Oh, bit of a toughie, is he?
And the last thing he said to me was, "Don't fly too close to the sun." Well, actually, the last thing he said to me was, "You treat this place like a bloody hotel. It's about time you tidied up after yourself." But before that, he definitely said, "Don't fly too close to the sun."
He sounds like a very good father.
He is, but he'll go mad if he finds out. And then all my future plans are in ruins. Please, I'm begging you.
What future plans?
You'll never guess.
You're right, I won't. What plans?
I'm going to create the world's first airline.
What's an airline when it's at home?
You see, I have this ambition that when I've mastered solo flight, I'll start to take passengers.
Passengers?
Yes.
Up there in the sky?
Yes.
Well, where would you take them?
Anywhere they'd like. I'd take business people on business trips and fly people to holiday destinations. Then there's the hen and stag party market. The opportunities are endless. Honestly, officer, flight is the future.
Oh, if Zeus had meant people to fly, he'd have given them wings.
But if Zeus didn't mean dealers to have wings,
then... All right. Anyway, I can't see how running an airline could be a profitable business.
I think you'll find I'm ahead of my time there. I wouldn't just charge for the flights. I'd charge for the luggage, the in-flight meals, the drinks, duty-free goods, using the toilet,
the toilet? Surely any reputable business wouldn't even consider charging people to use the toilet.
Well, I don't know. I think it'll be standard practice one day. That's how far ahead of my time I am.
You really think there's money to be made flying people around?
Yep.
So, what are you going to call this airline?
Oh, I don't know. Icarus Airways?
Nah.
Oh?
It doesn't have a ring to it. In fact, whilst I can't quite put my finger on why, I reckon that's a terrible name for an airline.
Well, what about Easy Wings?
Maybe.
Or Ryanfly?
Ryanfly? What kind of a name is that?
Sorry, I don't know where that came from. Easy Wings, then. You mark my words, give it a couple of years and I'll be flying out of airports right across Greece.
What's an airport?
Ah, that's where I have people meet to take their flight. It's another chance to make my fortune. Silly money to park your chariot for the week while you're away, outrageous prices in the bar while you wait for your flight, and lots of shops selling sunglasses and Toblerone at 20% off starting prices from the realms of fantasy.
Oh, you really have thought this through, haven't you?
You'll open up the world for people and make me rich. What could go wrong?
I grant you, it's an interesting idea.
But if I'd lose my licence...
I really should give you a ticket for flying too close to the sun.
Getting banned would ruin my future.
Mm. Well, I suppose it's not a bad thing to encourage a young entrepreneur. I could just give you a warning.
You could.
An airline in airports, eh?
Yes.
And I could take the other half to Rhodes.
In a fraction of the time it takes on a donkey.
All right, then. I am prepared to let you off with just a warning on this occasion.
Oh, officer, I can't thank you enough.
Of course, you'll need to promise to be more careful in the future. Looking at the wax on your wings, I'm not sure they'd stand up to getting any closer to the sun. Are you sure you got those wings from a dealer? They look a bit racy.
I may have souped them up a bit. If I'm going to be taking passengers, then there'll have to be some adjustments.
Okay. Never let it be said I lack discretion. I hereby formally warn you not to fly too close to the sun again. Any further transgressions will result in a fine or imprisonment or both. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Thank you, officer. You've been great.
Right. Well, on your way then, and good luck with that airline idea.
Thanks.
Fly carefully. Everything all right?
Yeah. I haven't cracked the vertical takeoff yet. Better take a run for it. Bye!
Safe flight. Mind how you go. Watch your altitude. Stay below the clouds. Not so high. Hey, I said not so high. What did I just warn you about? You're getting too close. You'll melt the wax on your wings. Oh, you're getting too close to the sun. Come down a bit. Come down.
Oh no, my wings.
I told him. I warned him about flying too close to the sun. Oh, well, what a shame. I should have known better, really. I mean, people flying, it'll never catch on.
You've been listening to Easy Wings, written by Tony DeMail and featuring Dave and Helen Walker-Corns.
You can follow Journeyman Theatre Productions on Facebook and Instagram, but they'll be back next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.